Holding in the middle of Perek Zayin?
Yeah.
Ulefikach. Yeah, so Kishem Shev Shum Nivra, or Kan Yeshlohaven Shigas Mixes Chacham?
Kan Yeshlohaven Zorach.
Okay. So here he brings a point that's quite famous, and people debate back and forth if the Goyin agrees to it and doesn't agree to it, and all sorts of things. But I think the way it is understood today is most everybody would agree to him, and everything else is explained away differently. He says like this: this will help us explain the mistake of people who thought they were chachamim, or they held themselves to know. And he brings sefer on the bottom here, a sefer called Yosha Levov. They understand the concept tzimtzum kipshutai. Shakadosh Baruch Hu silek atzem mehusei chasashol moilam hazeh. Kadosh Baruch Hu is misalik himself from olam hazeh. So the music of tzimtzum is like this. The Arizal says that to start Brias Olam, Kadosh Baruch Hu needed to draw back, so to speak, and be mitzamtzim himself so that be room for a world. Or else, if everything's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then where are we? So there must be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to be mitzamtzim. They understood it to mean literally. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sigatzim wuzich ha-shalom v'alam hazeh. Rak shemashgiach milamala bashkocha protis al kol yitzim kulam asher b'shamayim imala azvachas. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not of the Bria, not within the Bria, but he's outside of the Bria, looking into the Bria. V'hinei milvad she'efshek ha-loimen etzinzim kipshuto shemimikra guf HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First of all, the word tzimtzum, meaning to physically compress yourself, is not just talking about Kadosh Baruch Hu. What are you talking about? There's no physical self, so you can't compress something that doesn't have a physical self. And they also are making a mistake here. He says, if you were to understand it literally the way they understand it, we have a problem with our point over here. Because over here we're saying that it's the way we understand it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands aside, kaviyachol. Everything is part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so therefore new events that happen to Bria are not in any way an addition to him, because he and the Bria is one, and so on. So he says, well, if you're going to make many, if you're going to draw HaKadosh Baruch Hu away from the Bria kaviyachol, so that the Bria is kaviyachol no longer part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then basically back to square one again, we have a problem of having HaKadosh Baruch Hu's having change occur within HaKadosh Baruch Hu as there is change in the Bria. Because as an outsider, we're adding more Yediyas HaKadosh Baruch Hu and taking away Yediyas, and that can't be.
And this is where the Goyin argues on this point, that's what they're talking about?
They were talking about stuff. They're talking about, just in general, the concept of tzimtzum. They take it to mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu compressed himself in. He says, illogically, they're going to end up with a problem in this area over here also.
Right.
Because this whole thing, this whole idea that he had said before, why there's no Chiddush HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whenever the Bria changes, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tkilu is the Bria in a certain sense. He absorbs the Bria and so on. So that's only true if the Bria is part of him. But the minute the Bria has moved outside of him, you no longer have this point anymore.
Right.
There is no place in the Bria that is devoid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Right.
zina lezina ila vesato, veles kurva bedali yisayin kuchabrichu hi, kad I b'nai akal l'shayin. So Tikkun HaZeah says very clearly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in everything and with everything and so on and so forth. But Devar Shechayim speaks about this, and therefore it's you know, he stresses a different aspect of it, and therefore to just make a kasha on a kasha is silly. Devar Shechayim is upset at people that bandy around less asar pari minei, and he says the following argument: there certainly is a difference between mevasim and tunafos, where you can't learn Torah, to the Beis Hamikdash, which is Kodesh Kodashim, and so on and so forth. So it's not, no one in the world argues that our Kodesh Baruch Hu is everywhere. No one in the world can argue that there are places where we are to treat as devoid as all possible ruchnias. You can't learn in a makom mitunef. You can't. There's makom that's tamei. Eretz Amim is tamei. Eretz Yisrael is tohar. Beis Hamikdash is kodesh. Kodesh kadoshim inside. There certainly are both are correct, and we need just to know when and where, in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In terms of other limitations and place where it exists, doesn't exist, and so forth, no. Kadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere all the time. Klape us, are there places that we can find Ruchnias more easier and less easier? Places where we need to treat as a Kadosh Baruch Hu as not being there. We need to treat it that way versus places where you need to feel the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yes. I mean, no one can seriously hold one and not the other. No one can say that, yes, there are places where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just not around, and that's that. And no one can say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is equally thrilled if you're in Las Vegas or if you're in Shlaim. Both are equally great cities. You bet that it's different. So in these things, it's hard, especially in the Sefarim that are polemics. Chassidim versus Misnagdim. And Shechaim is definitely safer written like that. And to some degree here in this chapter, it's written like that. You can't, no one can be as extreme as he comes across. It's in mitoich the sparring with the other person, you come up with a sheet or a stance that emphasizes what's wrong with the other one, and it sounds like an extreme the other direction. No one can seriously argue on the Ikra. The question is, each one understood the other person's position as being kind of extreme and so on. And there were people that were misusing it. There were people that were saying, what's the difference if I'm sitting based on learning or I'm sitting in the bar and drinking? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the bar as much as based medrash. That's true for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if you're in the bar, you're very far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and certainly much further, way beyond the person, way further than the person who's sitting in Beis Medrash. Ratzalayim alesma the toughest bay. She'ein mi she'yitveis basog sichloi mikol scholom al-yoinim. Ratzalayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'machkoz betikunim stima d'chol stima l'achshot v'yisa b'klal. V'gam betachtoinim av v'gadiyum emale kol almin. So Lamaisa Memali Kol Almin seems to indicate there is a location, but Eino Kinishmas HaAdam Teich Gufoi Shinit Peses Teich HaGuf Atchem Ispels Gal Shnei Mishnei HaGuf Vitzare Makos Akriya Zechum Yisei Shreitze. So even though we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the world is like the Neshama Teich Guf, but that's a very, very vague, inaccurate comparison. Because the neshama and the guf, at the end of the day, even though it's invisible kind of and not really part of the guf, but it's attached to the guf. Kill the guf, neshama is gone. So the neshama is associated with the guf. This is not like that. So we are Nispoel in our guf, and the type of feelings and you know, things that come from the environment to us affect us.
Those feelings are going to get to the neshama. Kriyas chamimus. That's the neshama feeling it. That's the guf feeling it.
The guf feels it, but it translates. The person becomes depressed if it's very hot all the time. It's a cold time. At the end of the day, it leaves an impression on the bigger person. The tsar, the simcha, whatever it is, those things do have an impression. There's just no difference. So the memale of a Kadosh Baruch Hu Lomis is sort of a one-faceted event. The thing itself is mushra from Kadosh Baruch Hu, but a Kadosh Baruch Hu I cannot encapsulate in this thing itself. V'zeo gamkein inyan seviv kol almin. It says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is memale kol almin, seviv kol almin, v'les machshav atvizu beklal. So he says, "Soyv kol almin pirtash mashal, kishe adam is bainin beizit var chachma besichloi, oida vagash achshavtei." When a person thinks about something, as I sichloi machshavtei makifan davahu, ametzui machshavtei besichloi, there is something that is going out, and from the inyanim that he understands, it's as if, I guess you need to sort of conceptualize it. When you understand something means, it fits into the framework that's your brain. My brain knows 50 elementary ideas plus 2 mahalchim, and now this information processed that way leaves me to understand those outside things. So when I'm thinking of Sandra Chochma, it's as if my mind is taking it around. So it's only in the framework of the study. So every single Nivra HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makif and knows him. Umemale kol almin. That's the third p'china. He p'chinas ha-chayus ha-mesabeshes tech etzem ha-nivra. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has one darga, which is seviv kol almin. That means he's makif everything. And then there's memale kol almin. Let's give an example. Imagine I'm in charge of a group of 100 kids, people, whatever it is. If I'm not conscientious, I do what I feel like doing. I tell people to do stuff, but I take no responsibility for them and don't care for them and so on. Let's say I care for them, and I'm interested in everyone. So everyone feels that I particularly am interested in that particular person and care for that person, and that is called meseviv kol almin. My seichel is bigger than that seichel, and therefore I'm makiv all that information, and I include it within my plan and my knowledge, understanding, etc. That's makiv kol almin. But memale kol almin, that's seichel kol almin. Memale kol almin means that I become the content of everyone there. So let's use colloquial language a little bit. Let's say I'm a Rebbe figure, Rebbe's some sort of figure. So one part of me is I stand, look at the classroom of 100 kids. I know each one, and I care for each one, and do things for each one, and so on. That would be called seviv kol almin. I take everything around. I may even not explain to the person what I'm doing and why I'm doing it, and so on and so forth. But memale kol almin means, let's say I'm a person that inspires many people. So each and every person, I become his ideal, his inspiration, his ideal, and so on. So that's something which is am memale his world. It requires a tzushtal to his world. In Sevev Kalalmin, I don't need at all to be that the person should understand me, and so I'm the one that is taking around, is being makiv that person, and including all of it into me. Sevev Kalalmin is I become the content of that, and that means I need to shtel to that person's havana, like it says Avraham Avinu was answered each one kefi daitosh kol echad ve'echad, or ena kal tefi daitosh kol echad ve'echad. It means that I can fit whatever it is I am into a framework that makes sense for that person.
Maybe I'm simplifying it some way, but like Masevik Alman would be sort of Kosh Baruch Hu's idea and Hashkacha from afar, taking the world and bringing it to a certain Nakuda. And then Malika Alman would be like Torah, mitzvahs, bringing
I become the teichin of the world. And that's what I said. When I'm taking care of a lot of kids, I don't become their teichin. They don't have the ability to, but I worry for each one, care for each one. And this is fakat. This is Malakam, and that's where you get Torah, and that's where it becomes important when a person does mitzvahs and so on. Which is what the Rambam says a little bit. Ve'echuse malosei hu oyer gamkein yesh lo gvul ad kam yachol hoyer. Kelo yoy le vilti tachlis, machashu nivra. So a sun can't be shining forever because it's a priya, there's no forever. Ve'chein kol nivraim bali gvul v'tachlis. Kimorat zor kia malach tufkav shana. So he says the emis, the chios itself, that's mimal kolomis, has to go through a lot of tzimtzumim. Ki mekor chios ruach pivsha kadosh baruch hu amisal shasar marasha b'teira. First, we start with Ruach Piv Yisparach. Then we start with Asur Mamoris. Ruach Piv Yisparach HaYachlis Parachel Ein Keitz V'Sachlis V'Livur Alomis Ein Keitz V'Tachlis V'Kamus V'Kus V'Zorach. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an infinite amount of worlds. V'Lo Yehoya Nivra Olam HaZeh Klal. Shekumet HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nika Ein Soif, Kachom HaZeh V'Lo Yisov are also Ein Soif. And therefore, Mitzad, the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have gone forever. Elo. So the Tzimtzum starts with the letters themselves. In other words, your das and your ratzon be'etzem is not limited. Nobody's ratzon is limited, and so on. But once HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world through diburim, so in dibur, and we have a Tzimtzum. Everything has to fit into X 22 letters. No, times three or four, whatever. The cheshbon meira al mita or vachias midachamiyut, and the cheshbon oisius tell me that there's a limit to it. At sheshmen al b'china achrayna shubchinas hacheshbon umispa kamim in a koyachs nadegas kulos b'or vachias hazeh amlish sevzeh shal tevazu. The acher kol atzimtzumim ha'elu v'kiyotze ben kasha gazach masis barach hu sheyachal lahayer. The Beis Nun is a very important concept. It's a shame of Kadosh Baruch Hu, Beis. Behine Shem ben Baatsmo Balomis Lions Moid. Rakshay Tsimtsum Rabin Vatsum Madrega Madrega Yardman Chios Muad Bim Oid Moid, Jukhle Slavish Beevin. Vizui Nefesh Adoimim Amechaya Mahavisim Ayan Liesh, Beholrega Kmajis Bailail. Vizui Pchinas Malikal Almin. Demshchaim does say, I believe, the opposite about what Mimalin and Saiviv is. The Chur Balatanya seems to be the dominant answer everybody gives, even the Litvisha. People want to tie in that Nefesh Chaim is understood correctly, and so on. The Kolkoach Madrega Yochliv Vrim Fim Vchinas Madrega Zu Gam Kein Lain Kates Vetachs Vekamus En Chusam Lachyoy Se Adead Me'ach Shulach Hashem Espar Shev Netzom Ruach Piv Ein Matzor Ach Shulay Chusam Vemai Lugdoyle Kolkoach Kates Maz Vrim Shulachliv Vrim Vchinas Koyach Madrega Sois Is Atzman. So all these Vrim and so on, they have in themselves the ability to propagate themselves in Soif, but they have a limit in who they are and what they are, because they don't have, they have a Kodesh Baruch Hu's name as it comes through a filter to determine its metzias. Okay, we'll hold it here.